It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The younger sister of Dylan Roof, who murdered 9 black parishioners during Bible study at a Charleston church, was arrested and charged Wednesday for possessing drugs and weapons on school grounds. Morgan Roof was charged with simple possession of marijuana and 2 counts of carrying weapons on school grounds. The 18-year-old had made a social media post also on Snapchat in which she hoped the students participating in National Walkout Day yesterday protesting gun violence would, quote, get shot. Shaquille O'Neal says that he is the answer to stop mass school shootings.
See what he had to say.
I think the quick fix now, the government should give law enforcement more money. Get more money, you recruit more people, and the guys that are not ready to go on the streets, you put them in front of the schools. You put them in front of the schools, you put them behind the schools, you put them inside the schools.
He also said he does not want the government to ban semi-automatic weapons. He believes they'll become even more dangerous on the black market. Katy Perry is in hot water for forcing a kiss on American Idol contestant Benjamin Glaze because it was his first ever. During his audition, he revealed that he had never been kissed. He said, "I've never been in a relationship. I can't kiss a girl without being in a relationship." So then Katy tells him to come over to the judge's table and says she wants a kiss on the cheek. So he does, and then she's like, "Hey, big boy, give it to me again." But as he went in to kiss her cheek again, she turned and pecked him on the lips. The contestant ended up falling to the ground, still holding his guitar. After the audition aired on Sunday, some people started calling Katy out on Twitter. They said her behavior was predatory. The New York Times reached out to the contestant, who said he was a tad bit uncomfortable, said he wanted to save his first kiss for his first relationship so it could be special, but he didn't think it was sexual harassment, and he's grateful for extra attention being brought to his music. He also went to Instagram to clear some things up yesterday. He said, "I am not complaining about the kiss from Katy Perry at all. Doing a few news reports and being interviewed by many different reporters has caused some major questions. The way certain articles are worded is not done by me, and my true intentions are not accurately represented in every article you read about the situation. I'm not complaining about the kiss. I'm very honored and thankful to have been a part of American Idol. I do wish I would have performed better in the moment. I should have picked another song to sing and calm myself down regardless of the kiss, and I should have been able to perform under pressure. I do not think I was sexually harassed by Katy Perry, and I am thankful for the judges' comments and critiques."
Good answers. You want those scores when you start singing, you better not say that, right?
That's right.
Or Katie's going to give you zeros.
A source close to Taylor Swift said that she's ready to marry boyfriend Joe Alwyn. The source said that Taylor doesn't feel like she needs to impress anyone at this point in her life. She's also happy keeping a relationship with Alwyn out of public spotlight and doesn't seek attention. Alwyn is expected to join Taylor on the road for her Reputation Stadium World Tour. In a recent interview, Jonathan Cain, now you may not know who he is by name, but you do know his band and his song. He's the keyboardist from Journey, and he talked about the story behind Don't Stop Believin'. So it was actually based on when he was struggling in Hollywood and his dad gave him some advice. His dog got hit by a car, sad. He was stuck with a $900 vet bill and could barely pay his rent and only had a day job. So Cain called his dad for a loan and then asked his dad if he should just move back to Chicago. His dad told him that he would give him the loan and then he needs to stay put. And then he said, "Son, don't stop believing."
Oh, wait. It ends? Where's the don't stop believing part?
I didn't get that part.
We need more music. Oh, God, that's not fair. You can't do that story if we don't have the actual don't stop believing.
I thought that was cool. I didn't know that.
Hold on to that feeling, yeah.
We don't need the clip. We got you.
Okay.
Ben Affleck wants to get back with estranged wife Jennifer Garner. The couple split in June 2015 and filed for divorce in April of 2017, but they haven't finalized the divorce yet. Sources say the Justice League actor told friends that he would like to get back together with Garner, even though he has been dating SNL producer Lindsay Shookus, and we've all been shooketh because she is not even close to being as pretty as Jennifer Garner, and she sucks.
Wait, what does her looks have to do with anything? Petty alert, you're judging her on her looks?
And
shame.
That's her opinion.
Yeah.
I know, but
that's my opinion!
Shame on
that's
you!
That's my opinion! Kylie Jenner is getting heat right now because of a little business venture she's doing.
Kylie Jenner. Some of her fans are not happy that she's using sexually charged names like virginity, barely legal, and X-rated for her makeup line, calling the names a little much for her target audience, which is mostly teenagers. A Twitter user wrote, "Seriously, Kylie Jenner, choose better names for your products. You have 12-plus-year-old fans, barely legal, virginity."
Yeah, that's kind of messed up,
isn't it? That's weird. That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. You can check it out, radio9wendy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. It's also on our Instagram after the show. Go follow us, Joe and Alex Show.